call this, for the purpose, critique, review,
education.
Education, Shiny Squirrel Podcast now presents Positive Vibes. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling host.
It's Jersey been, Mike, junior nerdling, been a while.
Been a while. My dog ran away.
No way.
Yeah, he ran away 3 days ago.
Did you call the pound?
Well, no, last place I saw him, he was down, he was heading out, he was out by the mailbox.
You sure he's not there?
Well, he was going, you know, he's very identifiable. He's only got two legs.
Only two legs?
Only two legs. You can identify him if you see him.
What's his name?
Scoot. Okay, no, I don't have a two-legged dog named Scoot that ran away. I thought of that joke just because, I don't know, I just made it up one night. Well, people talk about the, you know, missing dog. Has blind in one eye, deaf in one ear, suffers from mange, has missing one leg. If seen, his answer's to the name of Lucky. So I just kind of made my own joke on that line. So
works good. I like that.
So we've been away from the podcast because
my mom and dad were in town. I had family in town, honestly, and family out here.
Yeah.
Like you, when you go back west, I go east. You want to spend time with your family because family is the most important thing in my eyes.
Recharges your batteries. Eyes,
and on Shameless, Fiona says, family is the most important thing. And it really is, because without family, the core of who you become and who you are really gets affected. We don't think so, but it is.
We don't think so. Okay, so we got to tell a story. I'm going to tell my side of my observation, then you tell your side of it. But first, I want to play this. I've been watching a lot of this old Canadian, now I'll say it's 9 years ago when they made it. It's called Corner Gas. It's about a little town called Dog River in Saskatoon, Canada. And I've just been binging on the reruns.
And I like that word, binging.
Binging,
If you binge positively, like I binge on older movies, Titanic, and you watch like Too Close for Comfort, who Lydia Cornell, who played Sarah Rush, shout out to you. She's an incredible person. And you got other people, like, binge on positivity, that's all.
Yeah. So I want to play this clip from it.
At least you can't overdose on it.
You can't overdose.
You can fall asleep, maybe, but you can't die with a needle in your arm.
Well, I want to play this scene. It's a scene where one character has opened up a little market of gumballs. Another character who's not too bright, his name is Hank. He does something. So I'm just going to play the background here, and then I'll explain it a little more.
Welcome to Gumball World.
Who are you, the greeter?
No, I got a deal going with the food mart. It's not just gum anymore. We got toys and stickers and gum.
I thought we had something good at Corner Gum.
Stop living in the past. I'm thinking of adding wiper fluid and a ding-ding hose. That's right. I'm back.
Well, you can't beat the prices. Some of this stuff's only 10 cents.
A little bit of gum tastes lousy.
That was a rubber ball, jackass. Score.
There's the synopsis. The guy basically starts... Me and Jersey Mike, we went out for pizza at CC's Pizza.
Which is good once, maybe every 6 months, because the food is excellent, but the problem is it stays with you.
We were done. You went to go wash your hands off or something. I went over to wait by the door, and they had this field of about maybe 10 gumball machines. And I'm just looking at them, and it's like, okay, yeah, gumballs are always cool. You would show up, and...
I said, ooh, cool, gumballs, I love these. Put the quarter in.
Like in a fast minosecond or nanosecond. You were going in for a gumball. You get it. You put it in your mouth and start to chew. And then...
I says, oh, shit, this ain't a gumball. This is a bouncy ball. Oh, boy, I felt like that guy there because it was different colors. And it's like, oh, this is cool, man.
Yes, like a jawbreaker kind of color. It was so funny because I couldn't remember. It's like, I've seen this before a few weeks ago, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Watching the reruns and the reruns again, it's like, that's where it is.
Yeah, and that's what happened. I started chewing. I said, this is a fucking bouncy ball. But it was funny because it made you laugh, and it made me feel stupid, but I seen they did a skit on that, so it's like, hey, listen, I did this in real life, so must have been...
No more than 10 days passed since I saw that
clip. Somebody funny enough to do it because it had to be based on some kind of truth. So, frigate, works.
You don't have to go to school anymore. Number two.
Number two.
Today's weather, I mean, this is like, like, for some reason, I had like a, I heard, here's what triggered it. I heard on the radio, Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box. The weather is perfect for what would be like cross-country running weather. Yeah.
Hiking. Even sitting out by the pool.
Sunshine, blue sky, puffy clouds.
Yeah, beach, sauna, yeah. You know, just a walk.
I've been working nights, and so I'm kind of like a little jaded on the sleep thing. It took me all straight back to 1993, because I remember, because it starts to sunset early. We would start to videotape skits. This is when I first started taking improv classes back in 93. Good times, but I figured, let's play Heart-Shaped Box to get us into this.
Oh, yeah.
Flashback to
Oh,
While I was playing, we're talking about 1993 and electric bills came up. I remember back then, during the summer, I would have, because you didn't have things sucking so much electricity. I think I had the lowest electric bill was like a July, and this is in Oregon, $19.04.
I loved it. That's what we talk about. I love this time of year in Vegas, 37, you know, and you can still go down. If you used it like when it's nice out and stuff, if it's not too cold at night, because it's been getting cold lately, you know, you can get a $28, $30 electric bill. You can catch up now for a couple months.
Yeah, and put it towards it. Yeah, comes wintertime, you're going to need it.
And exactly. Then you can cut the cable. If you go away for the holidays or whatever you're doing, you can just call them, DirecTV. They shut it off. So companies do work with us, but you're in a frigged up situation that I'm a little shocked about. I'm just saying, with life, you know, you get caught and it's just like the car gets stuck or your legs get stuck in quicksand. I'm in the same
snagglepuss, jumping up in the air and running and not getting anywhere.
Yes, and you don't want to wind up in the tar pits or the Brea tar pits of life. 100 years go by, what happened to me? You know, like you say, you just want to push, keep moving forward.
I want to be motivated.
Exactly.
If you're not going to give me my carrot, get the hell away from me.
That's right. I'm the donkey and I'm going to pull anyways. Just make sure the carrot is in front of me so I can see it.
So, the reason why we're doing the title, You Don't Have to Go to School Anymore, number two, it's because on the first one, I kind of picked the topics, the words, the sound bites. This one, you've picked the topics, and I've matched the sound bites to them.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. We're just trying to vibe and be ourselves, and we just want people to listen and correspond with us and just be like, you know what? These guys are pretty cool.
Very.
For nerds. And you know what? Just enjoy it. Enjoy the podcast. That's all.
So the first one was, you decided, was parking rules. Shall I play the sound clip, and then we'll get into this? Okay. So what we got here, this is an episode of Happy Days.
Good show.
Richie, the episode is from season 6, episode 15, December 12th, 1978. Richie Cunningham, the episode's called Richie Gets Framed, okay? Richie is running for, he's running for class sophomore president. He's going to be talking about parking spots.
I've got 21 more points to my platform.
21 more points.
Point number 2. Point 22. Restrike the student's parking lot. Right now, we have those straight lines, and you have to make a very sharp turn to get into a space. I propose that we angle those lines.
I think he's losing his Patsy.
What? I think everyone agrees that angled parking spaces are a whole lot easier to get into. Well, those are my 22 platform points. If elected, I promise to do my very best to achieve each and every one of them. Thank you.
All right, I selected that one because it also added the topic to it, running for class president.
Oh, wow.
What was the first time you drove yourself to school?
I think you had to be 17 in New Jersey to get your driver's license.
Yeah.
It was like one day you get your license and you get blessed to have a car. And then you
what was the car?
To school. 1977 Coupe de Ville Cadillac my grandparents gave me.
Yeah. I drove myself to school the very last day. I put off getting a license as long as possible because I know I had to pay for insurance. I was also in track and field. But I drove myself the very last day to school, a 1964 Corvair.
Oh, wow.
Or 66, or anyway, red Corvair. That was just classic to do that.
I saw a movie about Corvairs the other day, or somebody spoke out against them. They were supposed to be dangerous or
that
something.
That was probably Ralph Nader in his book called Unsafe at Any Speed.
Yes.
I remember in school, a finance teacher was talking about that, and it turns around how I end up getting it by being my first car.
No, my grandparents were very cool. They gave me that, and it was like the best thing I ever owned, and I took the Cadillac thing symbol off it, and somebody stole it out of my parents' garage.
Oh.
But I just wanted a keepsake of them because they were nice enough to do that for
me. Yeah. Now, there's the classic always little guy, big car.
You see that nowadays. You see all these guys with these big trucks and gunning it, and they're all big shots and stuff. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Did you ever run for class, any class office?
How about you?
I was in about, I don't want to say, I think I was in fifth grade, and this was how they were introducing us to what student government was, which led to the topic of the teaching moment of what Congress is and the president and all this stuff. I think I got elected class treasurer,
good.
In sixth grade. It's like, but it was like the bottom of the red blood that was a sergeant of arms. What the hell is that about?
Well, at least you had a chance to get some extra candy money.
I wish, but my main things I remember it was, okay, so in fifth grade, there was a girl who came to our school, in grade school, her name was Jennifer. I'm going to use last names, I don't care. Jennifer Woodle. She was kind of full of herself. She got into sixth grade, she was even more full of herself. I remember teasing her once to the point, we were making a little skit, and we were making this like little fast food drive-through cardboard thing for the skit. And I stuck my head out, and there was another kid in the class named Kevin Tucker. I stuck my head out and go, take your order, get your order, get your Tucker fried chicken right here, get your woodle doodles right here. After I did that, I don't think Jennifer Woodle ever liked me again.
Hey, but it brought you to who you are today.
Yeah.
Comic, comedian, that's life.
And, which, fast forward, okay, so grade school or junior high school, Jennifer Woodle was very full of herself, okay? Got us into sophomore year in high school. She was running for class president against another girl. Her name was Karen Pollock, okay? Nobody was going to vote for Jennifer Woodle because it was payback time. You're supposed to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Start at the bottom, sergeant of arms, and then treasurer, and then maybe you can be secretary. She wants to be president. She's got it, you know?
She didn't get it.
Later on, I remember a week later, after school, I see Karen Pollock, and I'm talking to her, you know, hey, how you doing? Oh, pretty good. I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm voted for you. Oh, well, thank you. And I go, you know why a lot of people voted for you? Because they don't like Jennifer Woodle. And she goes, yeah, you're not the only other person to tell me that. So just because you're in class president doesn't mean you're going to be top dog.
Nope.
Next one. No more school dances because you feel like a geek.
Yeah, that was, when was that? Ninth grade or 10th grade. The first one you hung out with your friends and everybody wanted to get drunk and a couple people snuck out and stuff. And you know what? That was enough. That was it.
That was enough.
You're like, you know what? And then you have these younger classmen, like the goofy, nerdy girls that like you and stuff.
Yeah.
Nah, that was enough for me. I said, you know what? Screw this. We rode around, hung out, drank a couple beers on Friday nights when the dances were, and McDonald's, and everybody met in courthouse, and oh, I saw this person, and I saw you driving around. You know how that goes.
Oh, gee. Well, here we are, the Wonder Years, February 22nd, 1992. This was an episode called Double Double Date, because it's the whole Kevin and Winnie thing, which still plays out today. Here we are.
Hey, guys. Hi. How's it going?
Fine.
My only consolation was she looked worse than me.
Inga, you want to dance?
Yeah, sure.
If you don't mind, Kevin.
No. Why should I mind?
Hey, I'll even let you dance with Winnie. Perfect.
Oh, I'm excited.
Sure, what the heck? This night was in the toilet anyway.
So, what are your four favorite colors?
Still, in a way, it all made kind of sense.
So we gonna dance or not?
After all, I'd ruin her evening, she'd ruin mine. Might as well finish this fiasco together.
Winnie, what's your problem anyway?
I don't have a problem, you have a problem.
Me? You're the one who keeps taking the shots.
We should hear yourself. You sound so phony.
What about you?
Me.
And did Matt get your five favorite breakfast cereals yet?
Very funny.
Boy, I was mad, boiling, furious. But as we danced, something strange started to happen.
Matt's a nice guy.
Yeah, well, Inga's nice too. She's just a little empty.
Matt's real dope.
Come on, he's not that bad.
Neither is Inga.
Yeah. She's got nice hair.
Matt's got nice hair, too.
Both have nice hair.
Like I said, something strange.
I should get back.
Me too.
I wasn't exactly sure what had just gone on out there on that dance floor. Whatever it was crazy. It was confusing. It was dangerous. And I really, really liked it.
Hey, Kev. You going up to the point afterwards?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not sure either. I mean, you have to kind of play it by ear.
I knew Paul was talking. His lips were moving. And noise was coming out, but my mind was elsewhere. Suddenly it was something beyond our control. Fate. Destiny. Magic. Whatever it was, Winnie and I had become two runaway trains. Two heat-seeking missiles being inexplicably drawn back together.
The Wonder Years. I was at a time, it was like 1979, it was the end of disco. Waiting for disco to die. Got into junior high school. Thank God Michael Jackson and Thriller album came along, kind of put the last coffin nail into disco. But they had these things called study period dances. I think study period was like for 28 minutes. They would say, okay, we're gonna have a study period in the gym, we're gonna have a study period dance. It was like the same creation that they would have for the homecoming and different effects, but I just never gel. It's like, why? I want my 25 cents for, you know, it just depends where your hormones are racing at the time, like they are there for Kevin and Winnie.
Wow.
Next one that you picked was No More Test.
Yeah, I hated Test. I cheated, unfortunately, when I could, because I hated to study.
Yeah.
And I really hated school in general. And it was just, I learned that life, you can not cheat yourself out of an education. You think you can, but it comes back to haunt you later on.
Remember those aptitude Scantron tests?
Yes.
Every time you had to go through the whole shemale, have a number two pencil. No, you cannot get up to sharpen it if it does break. Just the Scantron. I'm so glad I don't have to do Scantron crap anymore.
Yeah, I tested advanced on math on that.
Yeah.
And they put me in geometry, which I couldn't understand the equations and stuff. So they put me in there and I wound up, you know, once again, because I didn't go for help or whatever, and I just threw the books away and whatever.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Didn't work. Summer school. But you know what? I'm okay with that, because a lot of this stuff in life we learn we don't use.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what? My brain is click. I'm focused on other things now. Thank you for all my teachers that failed me and refailed me, because you know what? It makes me a stronger person today, because I know half of that shit we taught was no good. But I'm going to tell you kids, if you're listening, stay in school and get an education, because if you got to go out and grind, whatever you want to call it, it's not easy and it's not fun. So stay in school. Get an education.
Okay, before I play the clip here, summer school, I remember I was taking a photography class. Short 6-week summer photography class. Second or third day in the dark room. Have you ever developed film in a dark room? Okay, so you got these like three pans that you put develop, and there's one called stop, and I can't remember what they're called. And then you take the negative, you put it in this funny contraption, and then you open a drawer, that's where the photo paper is. Don't open the drawer where the photo paper is when the light's on. Make sure the light is off and you have the safety light on when you open the drawer to take out the photo paper to put on the machine to match where you want and then to expose it. So the teacher, his name was Mr. Dietz, he tells us, all right, it's Friday, we're gonna go clean up the room. Normally we do this on Fridays, get used to it, okay? So we go in there and people have already other few, maybe two other classes in there have taken, developed some photos, take out some scissors, cut it. So there's all this garbage that's fallen on the floor. I go in and there's paper. We're all kind of told to clean it up. It's a small room, like a laundry room. I pick up some of the paper, and for some reason I register, oh, well, this half piece of paper is still good. It can be used. I go over, I open the photo paper drawer, and the teacher, he goes, "Nada!" And I go, I put the piece of paper in the drawer, shut it, and I go, "What?"
Now you just destroyed $200 worth of paperwork.
Yes. I think he said, "You just destroyed about $80 worth of photo paper."
But you didn't do it on purpose. Accidents do happen.
So, I mean, I think that could have been my Spicoli moment. I say that because our next clip is what else? Spicoli and Mr. Hand at Ridgemont High.
We had a guy, I'm not going to mention his name, his last name. His name was Ken. And he didn't like the biology teacher. So what happened one day? Biology teacher comes back on Monday.
Yeah.
All the fish are dead, I guess, because I think he pulled the hoses out and all the fish lost their oxygen. And my biology teacher was so upset. He goes, "What happened?" Somebody turned around, he goes, and was like, "Sabotage, killed all our fish." We were like, "What happened?" He goes, "They just come up, they were all floating to the top. I know who did it. I didn't see him do it."
Yeah.
But he had a problem. And this guy hated everybody worse than I did in school, and hated the teachers. And it was just all the fish died, and just pulled all the hoses out.
Jeez.
It's not funny, but it is. All the poor fish died.
Looking back in the rearview window.
And my teacher was really, really, really upset.
When I was in grade school, I want to say fifth grade, Sunday we went to church. And I had a friend at church, his name was Todd Carpenter. And we would take, you know, like when you're friends, you go over to each other's house because that's what you do. He came over to my house the day after church. And later at the end of the day, my parents would take him home. What we did was, at our grade school, Durham, when you accidentally kicked the ball over into the neighbor's yard next door, the neighbor would just leave it there until Monday morning. Because if it was returned over early, outside of school hours, soccer games were held there, and kids would take the balls and steal them.
Oh,
okay?
Boy.
So we went up there one Sunday. All the balls that were kicked over on a Friday at last of recess were going to stay there until Monday morning when the guy would come out and throw them back over to the school. Well, me and Todd were like, "Hey, let's get some of the balls over there. There must have been 20 balls, you know, a mixture like basketball, kickballs, volleyballs." Todd, he jumped over the fence. He goes and he throws them all over. We have some fun. We have a great time. "Oh, it's, almost 4 o'clock. We better get going. Just leave the balls there. They'll be there tomorrow." No, somebody came and just hiked all the balls and took them for themselves.
Wow.
The next day at elementary school, there was, they had an assembly. Does anybody know who did this? They were out for blood because these things were expensive on a school budget, on a one-room school budget. Mm. And I'm just thinking, oh, I know what they're talking about. I did this. I just kept quiet, didn't say a word or anything.
Wow.
Nobody saw me. No, I was just, whew, yeah, dodge that bullet.
Here comes Spicoli.
Here comes Spicoli.
See? D, F, F, F. 3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? On dope? A piece of legislation was introduced into Congress by Senator John Platt. It was passed in 1906. This amendment to our Constitution has a profound impact upon all of our... Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute, there's no birthday party for you here. Oh, Mr. Hahn.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
Well, it's like the full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
I like that.
I don't know.
That's nice. Mr. Hahn, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. That's nice. I really like that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave your words on this board for all my classes to enjoy, giving you full credit, of course, Mr. Spicoli.
All right.
Wow, that was cool.
Just always go back to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, like you said, that's 93 to the 80-something today. That was good, man. I like that. We needed that. That was funny.
So what was the average time that you had between classes, and were you tardy or were you on time?
No, we were pretty much on time because we was in a small little school, so yeah. You only had one flight of stairs, maybe two. But usually right on time. You had like 3 to 5 minutes in between class, the bell. I was always on time. Always on time, but just never use my time the way I should. And I feel bad, but I don't feel bad either because I just didn't like my surroundings. And when you don't like your surroundings, you just become like enraged and you just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
You know.
It's interesting because, I mean, like the way Mr. Hahn says truancy, I don't think anybody says that word anymore, but it's amazing at how that will follow you into life.
Real fast. So anyway, this Ken, we had the art room here in our... Mr. Waters was our English teacher. Well, they didn't get along.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If Mr. Waters, if you went to the, too close to the wall, he said, you have to be 8 inches or a foot away. Don't go by my closet. Oh, yeah. He was one of those perplexed...
A military thing going on there.
No, freaky neat freaks. Okay. So long story short, behind us was the art classroom. A long story, Ken started a hole, and they... did the hole and they dug it through.
Yeah.
And Mr. Waters had a paper and somebody rattled it. We're in class and they looked up and they went, boo! He went, ah! Long story short, he was really pissed. So our principal, vice principal, went, found out who did it, blah, blah, blah. A couple people got detention. And then a couple months later, he's flicking pennies at his window, right? This is a teacher flicking pennies. No, this is a student. Okay. Ken again, and he looked like this. Mr. Waters sees him, doesn't like let on, and he shoots him the bird like this. Here comes, come on, Ken. Here comes the vice principal, disciplinarian slash both. Come on, detention. So I'll tell you what, I did have some laughs in high school. My fresh senior year with Ken, I did. That was not the best to do things, but it did pass time, and it was a little funny.
You want to talk about the most more laid back, maximum laid back teacher I could ever imagine and remember. It was our art teacher. His name was Mr. Hoots. Just like it sounds, Hoots. He didn't care if you were late for class. He didn't care if you left early for class. He didn't care if you didn't show up for class. He didn't care. He was the art teacher. In art class, you're supposed to draw and get advice on how to make something better. And then at the end of the time, okay, so you're kind of like, well, what kind of grade do you think you need on that? Well, okay, that one's a B. At the end of the term, you know, quarter, semester, whatever, he would say, okay, I'm going to pass the grade book around. I want you to put in what grade you think you should have, and that's the one he's going to enter and you're going to get. I think most people, you know, because he is so trusting in a way, but at the same time, hey, you are the master of your own destiny. You know,
would you put in B?
I think I put in a B.
Yeah, because you know you're not failing, but you're not doing A work, so it's just average.
I'm showing up. Good. Yeah. I'm in class. Yeah. You know,
that was good.
Yeah,
he was a little better than average. You're participating.
He's an interesting teacher,
yeah,
Mr. Hoots.
Pretty neat.
Don't know whatever happened to him. All right, last one. You can't do that.
Oh, I love that when people say, you can't do that.
You can't. Oh, that's, yeah, that's a topic with me always. Someone says to me, hey, you can't do that. Well, you just motivated me tenfold that I am going to do that.
Right. It's just a matter of maybe not now I'm going to do that, but eventually I will do that.
Yes, yes. So what I picked out, my mom suggested this. Remember a little show called Captain Kangaroo?
I loved Captain Kangaroo.
Actually, the show was called Good Morning Captain, ran from 1955 to 1984. Bob Keeshan, a.k.a. Captain Kangaroo. Captain Kangaroo was always telling Mr. Moose, no, you cannot do that. You cannot drop those ping pong balls on my head. So here we are.
Well, good morning, Captain.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine. Share this rainy day. Good morning, Captain. It's smiling, so we sing. Cause we're happy to see you and the good times that you bring.
Everybody sing.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
Okay. Accordion.
Accordion?
Accordion to my calculations, the things that most like to tumble and fly are...
No, no, no!
Yes, yes, yes!
Rabbit.
Yes!
Ping-pong balls. That is not what I meant, Mr. Moose.
Really? Oh! I forgot.
A leftover.
Thanks a lot.
Satisfied?
You know what that reminded me of, Captain?
No, what did it remind you of?
Niagara Falls! No! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Strangers today going to see all sorts of things. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, sorry. Bunny and I,
You know, I'm kind of glad that Mr. Moose isn't here right now, because I just couldn't stand one more ping pong ball.
How about 100?
No! No!
What a day that was! Yes, sir!
Alright, it's funny how ping pong balls falling on your head when you're 6 years old is just the most exciting entertainment.
Yeah.
Mr. Moose, you know, no, you cannot do it. Mr. Moose does it.
It's kind of like when you go to CC's and you say, ooh, this is a gumball. You put it in your mouth, this is rubber. Ah, you gotta laugh at yourself because life's not that bad. And when it seems bad, take lemons and make lemonade.
Yeah, and I mean, so often, I mean, still, I will chat with my mom about it. It's like, well, such and such something happened, said, no, I couldn't. Well, by God, I did.
And to round out the podcast, we just want to say, kids, stay in school, stay safe, and if you see something that's not supposed to be, report it to a teacher, policeman, or your mom and dad.
And down the road, we will do a number three, because I think this is just good, because it just dwells into a lot of stories that we don't get to share, and we can share it here on the podcast.
Awesome night. Have a good evening. That was...